The FBI put out a statement earlier this month warning people against using free public charging stations in places like airports, hotels, and other public sites. The agency says that hackers have figured out how to access phones, tablets, and computers using those charging stations, putting our personal info potentially at risk. Dorothea Salo is a distinguished faculty associate at the Information School at UW-Madison. Dorothea, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Now, this is on the FBI website. A tweet came out of their Denver office. It's been getting a lot of attention. What exactly is the FBI warning us about here?
Yeah, the FBI is warning about, and the tweet is so short, I can practically read it. Avoid using free charging stations in airports, hotels, or shopping centers. Bad actors have figured out ways to use public USB ports to introduce malware and monitoring software onto devices.
Now, I've seen some cybersecurity expert types say maybe, but maybe we shouldn't freak out too much on this. What are you thinking about as you see this warning?
I actually agree with them. If you look at how this warning came about, it's actually a weird telephone game between federal agencies. The Denver FBI actually picked this up from a communication from the Federal Communications Commission from 2019. And when people started prodding them about why this warning, why now has something happened that nobody's heard about, they were like, no, this was really just a public service announcement. And there, as far as we know at this point, we have never actually seen an example of this attack happening in the real world that we all inhabit. Is it possible? Yes.
So is this
there has been a proof of concept. But as far as we know, it's never actually happened to anybody.
Okay, so you're at an airport. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Your phone's running a bit low. You'd feel okay plugging into that USB port?
I would, but the truth is, when I am traveling, I do carry a USB data blocker along with me, just in case.
Okay, and then other options... We could, if we can find an outlet, you can bring your old-fashioned charger that plugs into an outlet. That's not going to raise the same concerns as like one of those little USB chargers?
That's correct. A wall wart, if you have one to take with you, does not raise the same concerns. Something that you plug into an outlet has only one job, which is powering your device. A USB cable, however, has two jobs. It can do that charging job, but it is also used to exchange data. And it's that data exchange function that the concern is about. The concern is that that connection could be hacked to either steal data from your device or install some sort of malware onto it.
You mentioned you have this USB blocker. I don't think I've heard of that. What is that?
Sure. It's just it's a little tiny thing. About the size of half your thumb that you put over the USB plug on your port, and then you would plug that into a charger as normal. And what it does is it just blocks the part of the cable that carries data. So your phone, your device will still charge fine. It's just that no data can pass between your device and the charging port.
Dr. Dorothea Salo with the Information School at UW-Madison looking at an FBI warning saying, hey, maybe avoid those public USB charging stations at airports and hotels. She says, yeah, maybe, but there might be bigger things to worry about that. And Dorothea, you know, maybe we shouldn't stress out so much about this FBI warning. What do you wish we'd be worrying more about right now when it comes to our data safety?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. There are lots of things out there. There are lots of people, lots of organizations out there that would just love to get their hands on your data. Wi-Fi safety. Be very, very careful where you go when you are connected to Wi-Fi that's unfamiliar to you. Maybe that's not a time to talk to your doctor or do your banking or anything involving sensitive data. Password hygiene, as always. Please don't repeat passwords across services. Passwords do leak. Passwords can be cracked. And you'll want to limit the damage if you can. So be careful with your passwords. beware of phishing, of course. Beware of emails that seem too good to be true or that want you to act really, really quickly, because a lot of the time that's going to be somebody trying to scam you. And something I've seen recently, actually, a fairly good expose on, is malvertising, as it's being called. There are malware outfits that are actually buying ads on services that that a lot of us use every day, like Google, in hopes of fooling people, because we're all used to Google ads, right? Into clicking on an ad that leads you to a site that is going to do bad things to your device.
Let's talk about passwords for a minute, because, okay, I see every year they have lists of the top used passwords in the world, and there are things like 123456 or permutations or password. Okay, I know we shouldn't do that, but if I have strings of gibberish, I'm not going to remember that ever. What is your current state of the art for coming up with good passwords and, as you say, a variety of passwords?
Right. The wonderful thing is there is software so that you don't have to do it. You can make your computer do it. The software involved is called a password manager. And I do want to let people know that there was a very high profile leak breach of one particular password manager late last year. That one was LastPass. And that really frustrated me, because password managers are actually so wonderful. But I hope that people will consider using one anyway, because they solve a lot of the problems that passwords create. Coming up with as many of them as we need, making sure that all the ones that we come up with are strong, and then being able to actually use those passwords across all our devices. So I really love password managers. Until we actually get to passkeys, which I would guess is 2 to 4 years down the road, I think a password manager is your best bet.
Now, getting back to, you know, we're out in public. You mentioned, okay, maybe these USB chargers, not such a worry. Random wireless providers, okay, maybe that's not so great, or Wi-Fi. Any other thoughts on using our devices in public that might put us at risk?
Yeah, one thing to remember when you're out in public and actually using maps for GPS, using your cell phone to call or text people, or using Wi-Fi, is that your device can be geolocated. Various different ways to do this. But if you maybe don't want everybody everywhere knowing where you are at the moment, well, your phone can tell them. So if that's a problem, put your phone in airplane mode or turn it off.
We're talking a lot about, you know, what we as individuals can do for our data safety. Are there changes you'd like to see either from the companies that make the phones, the media service providers, or the government that might help make life a little easier when we're trying to figure this stuff out?
Oh, many, many, many. good privacy law would be a terrific start. The United States in general is just hopelessly behind the rest of the world in data privacy regulation. So that's one thing. I mentioned passkeys briefly. That is the tech industry recognizing the problems with passwords, recognizing the frustrations that they cause, and trying to come up with something better. So the passkey standard exists. It is just at the very beginning of implementation and adoption. When you see passkeys, definitely jump as soon as that is reasonable for you.
So this is a separate little device that gives us passwords for our devices, or give us a passcode for our devices, in effect. Is that right?
It can be that way. And that actually exists now in the form of typically USB or Bluetooth keys. But it's not necessary to have a separate physical device to use the passkey standard. It could be something that actually lives on your phone on a device that you already have.
Interesting. I want to talk more about that, because that solves the problem of me losing the device that lets me use my device. Dorothea, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Dorothea Salo, Distinguished Faculty Associate at the Information School at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She talked to us about the potential security threats that come with using our devices in public after this FBI warning on public USB charging stations. You might see these at hotels, airports, often when you travel. If you have a technology question, a cybersecurity safety question that's nagging at you that maybe we didn't just cover, love to hear what it is, and maybe we can tackle it in a future conversation. Email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org. Maybe we can tackle it in a future segment.